我们的价值观决定我们人生的方向。
Our sense of value determines our life direction.
各位朋友，我们一生中什么是我们认为最宝贵的东西？
What is the most valuable in our life?
什么东西是我们最宝贵的东西？ 什么东西就是我们心中渴慕要得着的？
What do you admire the most in your life?
这些东西无形中引领了我们生命中的方向，也占据了我们整个生命。
All this invisibly orient our life direction and also occupy our whole life.
耶稣曾经在马太福音6章21节说：“你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。”
Matthew chapter 6 verse 12, verse 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
如果我们认为我们得着钱财是最珍贵的、最宝贵的东西，我们的一生就是去寻找钱财。
If we consider wealth as the most valuable thing for us, then in our whole life we will pursue wealth.
如果我们认为我们追求学问、地位，这些都是我们最珍贵、是我们人生的目标的话，我们就会往这个方向走。
If you consider knowledge and your position in this world, then you will pursue all this in your life.
保罗在腓立比书第3章13节说。 弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
In today's scripture, verse 13, Paul said, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead."
在竞技场所竞赛是当时候。 罗马人生活的消遣活动。
The athletic competition was the popular entertainment for Romans.
有两样事情大家都知道，在竞技场上的运动员都不会做的。
Two don't do's for athletes are.
否则的话，他们就会失败。
Otherwise, they will fail.
第一件事情是，他们从来没有在竞技场上是望着背后赛跑着。
The first one, no one would race while looking back.
第二，他们从来没有运动员跑到一半的时候不满意就回头再重新跑过。
No one would go back on his halfway toward the goal.
有一对兄弟，他们的家是住在80层的高楼上。
Two brothers and they live in the 80th floor of their apartment building.
有一天他们出去爬山。
One day they went for hiking.
回家的时候发现电梯停电了，电梯不能够操作。
After they were back home and they found out the power of the whole building is out, then the elevator is not working.
虽然他们背着一大包的行李，一人背着一个大包的行李。
Even though they have a very heavy baggage,
看起来他们没有其他的选择，于是哥哥就对弟弟说：“我们爬楼梯上去吧。”
They had no choice, so the elder brother said to the younger one, let's just go from the stairs. They began to walk on the stairs while holding the heavy baggage. When they reached the 20th floor, they began to be tired.
哥哥就告诉弟弟说，包包太重了。 这样吧，我们就把这些包包就放到20层楼，我们慢慢的爬上去休息，反正我们这些包包后面的臭汗衣服没有人要的，我们就等到电梯回来。 电梯开始操作的时候，我们再下来拿好。
The elder brother said to the younger one, "Oh, let's just leave the baggage on the 20th floor. We can just go back home and take a rest. And when the power is back, we can just come down and get the baggage back."
弟弟就说，哥哥你好聪明，我们就照着你的话做了，做得好。
The younger brother said, "This is a really a smart idea. Let's just do it."
他们就把包包就放在二十层楼。
So they leave their baggage on the 20th floor.
继续往上爬。
They keep going.
他们卸下了沉重的包袱，轻松多了，就是两个人就爬上楼去。
Without the heavy baggage, they were very relaxed and they just keep going on the stairs.
在爬的过程当中，一面讲笑话，一面往上爬。
They were talking and laughing where they are going up.
当他们到了第四十层楼的时候
，When they arrived at the 40th floor,
两个人实在太累了。
They were really exhausted.
他们。想到哇，已经爬了四十层楼，还有另外四十层楼要爬，就开始抱怨起来。
When they think, there are still 40 floors to go, they begin to blame each other.
哥哥就对弟弟说：“就是你了。”如果你不出这个主意，我们去爬山的话，我们就不会爬这个四十层楼。
The elder brother blamed the younger one. Oh, it's your fault. If you didn't make this decision, we won't be in such an embarrassing circumstance.
我们吃饱太空闲，我们在家里看电视休息，不是好吗？
If we stayed at home instead, we can just watch TV and relaxed.
弟弟就回答哥哥，哥哥。我没有强迫你跟着我去爬山，是你自己愿意跟着我。
The younger one said, I didn't force you to do with me, but you agreed.
当初我不是说我们住在楼下比楼上更好，因为方便多了，进出就容易多了。
I told you before, we should live in the lower level instead of such a high level, and that would be very convenient for us.
都是你了，当初你坚持要买八十层楼，说什么风景漂亮。
You said if we live in the higher level, then we have a really better view.
于是从四十层楼走到六十层楼，他们就是彼此的直来直去，一直到六十层楼。
When they keep going up to the 60th floor, they keep complaints.
到了六十层楼，弟弟就告诉哥哥，哥哥，咱们还是不吵架好了。
When they reach the 60th floor, and then the younger brother said, "Okay, let's stop complaining, and let's save our effort."
你不。还记得我昨天晚上我预备了一壶的珍珠奶茶，等我们上到八十层楼后，我们一起好好的享受冰冻珍珠奶茶。
Remember, before we went out today, I prepared some bubble tea in the refrigerator, and after we get back home, we can enjoy it.
于是。他们又轻轻松松、安安静静的，一直爬，一直爬，努力的爬到八十层楼。
Then they got motivated and they can keep going up until they reach the 80th floor.
到了八十层楼后，哥哥就高兴的不得了，把手举起来。
When they reached the 80th floor, the elder brother was so excited, and he even raised up his hands.
指着弟弟说，开门。
And asked his younger brother to open the door.
弟弟就四处找，就告诉哥哥说，哥哥， 我们的钥匙在20层楼的包包里面。
The younger brother was looking for the key everywhere, and then said to the elder brother, "Oh, our key was in the baggage left on the 20th floor."
各位在今生的时刻里面，你保握着那永恒的钥匙。
Dear friends, do you have the key to eternity?
别忘了到那一天啊，在人生的尽头的时候，你找不到启开天国的钥匙，那已经太迟了。
If one day when you realize you don't have the key to the kingdom of heaven, it's already way too late.
在人生的道路上，我们是处在时间和空间里面。
In the life journey, we live in the time and space dimensions.
时间是无情的。
Time is merciless.
我们没有法子把时间调快或调慢。
We are not able to speed up or slow down the time clock.
我们没有法子将时间回转过来。
We are not able to go back to the past.
我们没有办法删除过去的失败和过去错误的决定。
And clean up all our failures and transgressions and wrong decisions.
我们没有办法将我们曾经做过的事情重新回来，重新再做。
And restart from there.
因为一时因为时光一去，他不会再回头的。
Time goes without turning back.
希腊的哲学家赫拉特利特曾经说过一句话。
Heraclitus, a Greek philosopher.
他说：“能不能两次大陆同一条河流？”
Once said, no one can step in the same river twice.
他的推理是这样的。
His reasoning is the following.
你无法将脚踏入相同的河流两次。
You cannot put your feet into the same river twice.
不论你的脚是脚啊啊，你伸脚或者束脚，速度有多快呢？
No matter how fast you move your foot.
因为河流已经在移动了。
Since the water has been moving.
而且你的脚步也已经不同了。
And your footstep has been changed.
走这条人生的道路，时间一分一秒就是这样的过去。
Time flies second by second, minute by minute.
当我们在讲一秒钟过得多么快的时候，这已经是过去式了。
When I say how fast did 1 second run away, this is already in past tense.
多少时候我们没有好好的使用神给我们的时间？
Very often, we didn't make good use of the time God has given us.
我们的时间，我们的生命，我们的气息，以及我们所拥有的一切，都是神所赐给我们的。
All the time, life and breath are given by God.
神要我们好好的管理他所给我们的一切。
God wants us to manage all what He has given us wisely and efficiently.
时间是神给我们的。
Time is given by God.
有一天我们都要向神交代。
One day, we need to bring the bill of how we spend our time to God.
我们要好好的使用神所给我们的时间。
We need to make good use of the time given by God.
我们不要生活在迷迷糊糊的当中。
We shouldn't spend our time meaninglessly.
以免有一天我们醒悟过来的时候，回头一看，啊，我的一大部分的人生已经过去了。
one day when we realized, we found out, oh, more than half of my life has been run away.
一位姐妹她还没有信主之前，经过了一段很不愉快的时光。
One sister before she believed in Jesus Christ, she had a difficult experience.
有人后来向她传福音。
Someone preached the gospel to her.
当她信主过后，发现原来信主多么好，生活过得多么有意义，多么有价值。她就说：“为什么你们不早一点告诉我，信耶稣的好处呢？我已经浪费的人生一大半的光阴了。”
After she believed in Jesus, she found out how wonderful, meaningful her life had become. And then she asked the one who preached the gospel to her, why didn't you preach this gospel to me earlier? I have wasted more than half of my life.
弟兄姐妹和朋友，我们要快快地来到神的面前，过一个有意义的人生。
Dear friends, we should come before God as soon as possible so that you can live a meaningful life.
回到刚才我们所问的问题，我们每一个人都在时间的线上奔跑，请问你往哪里去呢？
Going back to the question we just asked, each of us is running on the line of time. Where are you heading to?
我们的目标在哪里呢？
Where is your goal?
有两个方向我们是在奔跑。
There are two directions.
我们可以在世界的平线中奔跑，或者是我们向着天上神为我们预备的国度奔跑。
One is the world-oriented direction. The other one is toward the kingdom of heaven God has prepared for us.
这个世界充满了太多的引诱。
This world is full of temptation.
我们无意间被这个世界吸引住了。
Invisibly, we get attracted by this world.
这个世界的一切无形中成为我们所追求的目标。
And this world, everything in this world become the goal we are after.
这个世界的一切无形中成为我们生活的重点和目标和保障。
This world becomes the center, the target, the goal, the assurance of our life.
保罗在三章十二节说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
In today's scripture, verse 12, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
我们所应该寻求的是得着耶稣基督，也让耶稣基督得着了我们。
What we should be after is to take hold of Jesus Christ and also ask Jesus Christ to take hold of us.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们调整我们人生的方向。
Brothers and sisters, let's adjust our life direction.
让我们从世界转向神。
Let's turn from the world back to God.
这个调整就是我们生命的调整。
This is a reform of life.
是价值观的调整。
A reform of values.
保罗在第三章第七到十一节讲出了他的经历。
In today's scripture from verse 7 to 11, Paul told us his experience.
只是我先前以为与我有益，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，唯要得着基督。
Verse 7 to 8. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
第九节说，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Verse 9 to 11, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so, somehow, attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
保罗在这段经文的描述，描述了他整个生命的改变。
In this passage, Paul described the reform of his life.
这个改变是生命完全的改变，是人生价值观的改变。
This reform is a complete transformation of life, a transformation of values.
这个改变是毛虫变成蝴蝶的改变，这也许是你我曾经经历过的改变。
This is like the transformation from caterpillar to butterfly. This might be the experience of you and me.
朋友们，不知道你是否经历过这样的改变？如果你肯的话，你也可以经历这样的改变。
Dear friends, have you ever had such an experience? If not, if you are willing to, then you are able to experience this.
第七节说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Verse 7, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
这里有两个对比，一个是时间，和一个是对我来说是怎样的情况。
There are two contrasts here. The first one is the contrast of.
Yeah, 第一个是先前我的情况是怎样的，它是对我有益的啊。那么在现在呢，是对我有损的。
The two contrasts here is the first one is the contrast of before and now. The second one is a contrast of gain and loss.
保罗啊，考虑说，因基督当作有损的。
Paul said, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
原因是在哪里？原因是因为基督的关系。
The reason is.Because of the Jesus Christ.
从第七节，你是否看到神在保罗身上的作为？
In this verse, have you seen God's work on Paul?
两个对比是两个对比，把整个保罗的改变完全的表达了出来，这是保罗180度的改变。
This Bible verse described the complete transformation of Paul.
第八节，保罗更进一步的解释第七节。
In verse 8, Paul elaborate further the verse 7.
第七节说，第八节说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，唯要得着基督。
Verse 8, what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
这个图表很详细地告诉我们整个他们生命改变的过程。
This chart lay out the details of this reform process.
为什么得着基督是何等的重要呢？
Why is it so important to gain Christ?
如果我们把整本腓立比书我们拿出来从头一直从第一章一直读到第四章的话，我们就会在当中看到保罗的一些提醒。
If we go through the whole book of Philippians, we are able to find out what God reminds us through Paul.
第一章第二十一节前面保罗讲出他生命的中心是谁的，生命的中心就是基督。他说因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
In chapter 1, verse 21, the center of life is Christ. The verse is, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
第一章第二十三节，保罗讲到的是有永恒的盼望。我正在两难之间，情愿离世在与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
Chapter 1, verse 23 is about having the hope of eternity. The verse is, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
第一章二十六节，保罗说他在基督里有喜乐。
Chapter 1, verse 26, Paul said, we have joy in Christ.
第一章第二十八节讲到的在神里面领受了神的救恩。
Chapter 1 verse 28 talks about we have salvation in Christ.
第二章第六节讲到耶稣基督就是神。
Chapter 2 verse 6talks about Jesus Christ is God.
第二章第八节说耶稣降卑为人，他是无罪的，却为人的罪死在十字架上。
Chapter 2, verse 8, it says, Jesus, he humbled himself to be in appearance as a man. He is innocent, but died for humans on the cross.
第二章第九节到第十一节讲到耶稣基督是我们的主。
Chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, Jesus Christ is Lord.
第三章第十节讲到他有复活的大能。
Chapter 3, verse 10 to 11, Jesus has the power of resurrection.
第三章第十四节讲到在耶稣基督里能得到从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Verse 14, it says, to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
第三章二十节讲到我们是天上的子民。
Chapter 3, verse 20, it says, we are the citizens of heaven.
第四章第四节讲到靠主喜乐。
Chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in Christ.
宣道会的创办人宣信在1843年12月15号生在 Prince Edward Island, 就是加拿大的一个地方。
Albert Simpson, the founder of Alliance Church, was born in 1843, December 15, in Prince Island of Canada.
他生长在一个很虔诚的敬虔的家庭里面。
He was growing up in a very godly family.
他的父亲 James Simpson 是一个非常爱主，并且把一生完全奉献给主的人。
His father dedicated his whole life to serve God.
他不仅自己追求主，而且对宣信弟兄的要求非常的严格。
His father is very strict to Albert.
所以从小就身体虚弱多病。
Albert was very weak physically since childhood.
再加上父亲严厉的管教，使到他成为一个很畏缩、很害羞的孩子。
In addition, his father was very strict to him and trained him in a very strict way. So then he became a very shy and frightened boy.
他每天早上起来，他的父亲就带着他们读圣经和祷告。
Every morning, his father lead him and his brother to read Bible together.
对于他们每天圣经的功课每天要做的圣经的功课都非常的严厉。
His father was very strict on their daily Bible study.
因此他感觉到宗教基督教是一个非常枯燥乏味的事情。
He began to feel bored on Bible study and on religion.
在十四岁的那一年，神的灵敏终于临到他。
On his age of 14, God's mercy finally came upon him.
因为他得在高中的时候太过用功勤劳，因此造成他身体上面体质，再加上他体质的不好，造成他整个身心灵都很疲惫，他的压力过重。
In his high school, he was studying too hard, and he was physically very weak, and so he was pressed too much by all the stress.
以致他是因为压力太大，他不能够继续读书。
Because of all this stress, and he couldn't go to school anymore.
他就要回到他父亲的家里，他的医生就告诉他，他不能够继续下去，否则的话，他精神就会崩溃。
He went back home, and the doctor said, "Oh, you shouldn't go to school anymore. Otherwise, you will be really in bad situation."
他以为他自己已经已经到了一个临近死亡的光边缘里面。
He thought himself is dying. He's right on the edge of life and death.
他发抖得非常厉害。
He was shaking severely.
一个晚上一夜之久，差不多好像死人一样。
He almost died for one whole night.
经过长期的痛苦，到了有一天他似乎无法挽救了，那时候他觉得非常需要主。
Until one day he was really hopeless, and he had began to think he really needs God.
他就求父亲为他祷告。
He asked his father to pray for him.
他知道自己还没有得救。
He knew he haven't been saved yet.
他看着时钟一分一秒的过去，他非常的害怕。
He was looking at the clock running second by second. He was really afraid.
他好像一个将要死的人，整夜都不敢睡觉。
Like a dying man, he didn't dare to sleep.
有一天他走进了牧师的房间。
One day, he stepped in his father's room.
他的牧师的房间。
His pastor's room.
看到一本书，这本书叫做《圣洁的福音奥秘》。
He found one book. The name of the book is Gospel Mystery.Of sanctification.
他打开来看，他就眼睛就注视在一段话上，这段话为他开启了永生的门。
His eyes were attracted by a passage, and the words in this passage opened the door of eternity for him.
这段话这样说，凡你们能做的第一件最好的事，就是相信主耶稣基督。
The very first and best best thing you can do is to believe in Jesus Christ.
如果没有做这件事，你所有的行为、祈祷、眼泪以及一切的励志都是徒然的。
Without doing this, all your deeds, your prayer, your tears, and your will be in vain.
相信主耶稣基督就是他信他忠行他自己的话。
Believing in Jesus Christ is to believe in His words and obey His words.
此时此刻就收留你，拯救你，因他曾经说过。
Right at this moment, he would keep you, save you, and
因他曾经说过，到我这里来的，我必不丢弃他。
Because Jesus once said, whoever comes to me, I shall not abandon him.
就在这个时候，圣灵光照了宣信牧师。
In that moment, the Holy Spirit shined upon Albert Simpson.
就好像在大马士的路上，扫罗见到耶稣基督一样。
Just like the Holy Spirit shined upon Saul from Tarsus on his way to Damascus.
他马上就跪下来，仰面注视在主耶稣基督的身上。
He kneeled down and looking up on Jesus Christ.
他马上就向神祷告说，主耶稣，你曾说凡到我这里来的，我必不丢弃他。
He prayed, Jesus, you said, whoever comes to me, I shall not abandon him.
你知道我何等长的时间，并且何等的迫切，一直试着要到你的跟前。
You know for how long and how anxiously I want to go before you.
但是我不知道要怎样的来到你的跟前。
But I don't know how to come before you.
现在我真心的来到你的面前，并且我敢相信你已经接受了我。
Now I come before you and I believe you have accepted me.
我相信你已经拯救了我。
You have saved me.
现在我是你的儿女，你已赦免了我的罪。
Now I am your child, and you have forgive my sins.
随心的这个祷告，诚心来到神面前的这个祷告，这个把握使他整个生命扭转过来。
This sincere prayer changed his life completely.
他的病因此也得到了医治。
And he was cured. His sickness was cured.
保罗因为认识了耶稣基督，生命和价值观得到完全的更新。
Because knowing Jesus Christ, Paul has been reformed in his values and the sense of life.
再次，他也提醒了我们信主之后要效法耶稣基督。
Here it also reminds us after acceptance of Jesus Christ, we should learn from Jesus Christ.
这个也是在整个生命改变的经历。
This is also experience of reform in life.
我们要反省我们个人我们人生的看法。
We should think about your own view of life.
进一步的按照圣经的教导，遵守圣经的原则。
And compare your view of life with the Bible teaching.
进入让神的话语来塑造我们整个人的生命。
So that God's words will remold us.
使我们能够活出一个基督徒应该有的价值观和人生观。
We are able to live out the right values of life.The view of life and the view of values that a Christian is supposed to have.
这个价值观就是自我的价值成功的看法， 失败观、苦难观、死亡观。
This is a view about your own, your self-value, the success, failure, etc.
也是包括我们的工作观、金钱观、家庭观等等。
It is also a view of family, work, death.
这些都可以重整和改变我们的生命。
This should be reformed and change our life.
当然我们能够像保罗一样信主之后面对着苦难时嘛仍然有平安有盼望。
May us, like Paul, in front of death and affliction, have the peace and the hope of eternity.
当然我们跟神之间的关系能够得以改变。
May our relation with God be improved.
我们的内在生命得以改变，得以成长。我们靠着圣灵，按照神的话语，我们能够享受在神里面的丰盛生命。
May our internal life be changed. May we enjoy the fullness of life in Jesus Christ.
我们能够活出一个有意义的人生。
We can live a meaningful life.
各位朋友们，我们看到保罗为什么肯放弃万事，把它当作粪土呢？
Dear friends, why did Paul consider everything as garbage?
他为的是为要得着耶稣。
The purpose is to gain Christ.
原来耶稣基督对我们是何等的宝贵。
How precious Jesus is for us.
朋友们，如果我们还没有接受耶稣基督为我们个人的救主和生命的主的话，今天我们可以来到他的面前来相信他。
If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Lord of life, today you can come before Him.
只要我们肯承认我们是一个是罪人，邀请耶稣基督进到我们的生命当中，成为我们个人的救主和生命的主。
As long as you are willing to confess your sins and invite Jesus to enter our life to be our Savior and the Lord of life.
我们可以像保罗一样，我们就能够明白生命的意义、生命的价值和人生的方向。
Like Paul, we are able to understand the meaning of life, the direction of life.
你肯不肯呢？
Are you willing to do so?
那我们站起来唱起一首诗歌，主常我临在他爱中。
Let's sing the hymn.
我们一起来